This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's game day.
Oh, you're damn right. I thought of that the minute I woke up today. It's time.
Game number three of the NBA Finals tonight between the Miami Heat and our Denver Nuggets. Down in Miami. Where are you going with this? Is this a must win for the Nuggets tonight?
Yeah.
You think so?
Well, it's not a must win, but it's a you really should win this.
Yeah, so you're going to should win.
They need to
not
win.
A must win.
Yeah, if they want to roll through and win in five, like I said,
right?
They kind of need to win tonight, but you don't want to lose one going into Miami after losing your home court,
right?
You know,
you got to win one of these next two.
You definitely do, and it'd be great to get the first one out of the way. I think the Nuggets are going to be champing at the bit trying to get out there.
I think so as well.
That was a bad taste the last game.
Yeah, it was horrible. And, you know, Jamal and MPJ, they've got to be better. And they've got to knock down those shots when Jokic is swinging the ball around. Now, I know he only had four assists, but not all that was just on him not being able to get the ball out. The Nuggets down in Miami, still 2.5-point favorites going into tonight's game. I think you can take most of these lines and these spreads on these games and throw them out the window, because how many times have we seen Miami like a 9-point underdog, and then they'll just win the damn thing outright?
Yeah, we just saw that the other night, 8.5-point underdog.
Right.
Yeah.
How much do you think Miami has a good home court advantage?
No.
You think it's...
No, not, I mean, not, home court is home court, but Miami showed during the playoffs. They lost at home. They had a losing record at home in the last series.
Right.
I mean, Boston took care of them in Miami. Miami took care in Boston. So it's not like you're going to Miami and you're taking on this intense home court advantage. There's always a home court vibe, and yeah. I'm sure those fans will be pumped. It's the finals. Their team's coming back home. But the Nuggets are used to that. The Nuggets have won on the road. They've played well on the road throughout this playoffs. So, I think they'll be just fine. And maybe after the last game, going on a road trip, heading somewhere else, going there can regroup you, get you together,
yeah,
and have you unite as a team.
I certainly hope that is the case. We're about to learn a lot. I think that this is a must win for this Nuggets team after, you know, when your coach has to come out and say that your energy and effort wasn't good enough, you know, after your first loss on home court in the playoffs, like, this could quickly spiral. It could. I don't think the Nuggets let it. But, you know, when we talked about this a little bit on Monday, after game one of the Lakers series, it was like, oh, the Lakers figured something out. The Lakers figured it. Well, all they were going to try and do is put Rui Hachimura on Nikola Jokic. And Rui's a good young player. He's not going to stop it. But did Eric Spoelstra figure something out? I mean, did he just commit to, hey, we're going to be in MPJ's grill, we're going to be in Jamal Murray's grill, Jokic can go drop however many he wants, but we're going to take that away, and we're going to take that passing away, and we know that's what makes him as dangerous as it does, is his passing ability. Can Nikola Jokic single-handedly carry this team to a victory?
No.
And that's what I'm a little worried about. So if Miami found something with that zone where they're like, all right, go score, Nikola, and then we're just going to stay out on the perimeter shooters, that makes me just a tad bit worried.
I think things like that, adjustments like that, where they, you know, whatever they did with the zone or whatever they did in that game that worked.
Right.
The Nuggets saw it too.
Yeah.
All right. You know, so when they're going to look back, they're going to go, yeah, we love Joker getting 41 points and so forth.
Right.
But what'd they do to take us out? And, you know, it's going to be aggressiveness. It's going to be people continuing to move without the ball.
That's what I think they're going to need more of.
And they are. And the ideal scenario to me is a triple-double for Joker with, you know, maybe 20, 21 points and everybody else coming through. We need Jamal to hit three-pointers. We need Jamal to be that outside threat that can do it. I think he had 18 last game. That's just not enough.
No.
Michael Porter Jr. has to actually suit up and play. And he did
getting
a few
things $180 million. You got to do it.
He has not been that. He did a good job. He's had a good playoffs, but he's had enough off games to where it stands out.
Yeah.
And this last one, it was glaring. And he said, I saw an interview with him where he was saying he needs to do exactly what Malone said he needs to do. He said, I need more energy. I need more effort. Those shots that I took are going to go down this game.
Angel Padilla, the producer here. I heard your guys' conversation on the whole show talking about if Michael Malone doesn't know how to handle Michael Porter Jr. Like, we know Malone's a good coach, but is he failing a little bit with Michael Porter Jr.? Because it's like, as soon as he doesn't, do one thing, and if he shoots too many times, he's trying to find that rhythm, he sends him to the bench and forgets about him. What are your thoughts? Who could be that other X factor going into game three tonight?
I think, the two obvious guys have to be KCP and MPJ, just the two guys that didn't show up a lot in game two. With Michael, I think, Brady and I had a pretty heated discussion about it, but I don't know if it's exactly fair to say he failed Michael when you give in the context of his journey so far in the NBA. And I think it's, it would be one thing if Michael was pouting or whatever, feeling sorry for himself and he wasn't shooting the ball. It's another thing to shoot the ball still and miss and then just be upset that they're not falling.
Right.
And his effort on the defensive end, his rebounding, his assist effort has improved in these playoffs, and I think those are the two things you wanted out of Michael this year, was being healthy and improving your defense, and I think that's good that we've asked him to do that. Now that we're seeing that, now it's time to bring the scoring aspect back into it.
Yeah, he certainly has to get going tonight. So game three tonight, 6:30.
I think they will.
They get underway. Yeah, you think they're going to roll tonight?
No, I do. I don't know if they're going to roll, but they're going to win.
Yeah,
I really do think so. This team wants this title too bad. And, I think it was they're mad as hell about what happened on the home court. And they're going to go out and they're going to bring it.
I really hope they do. They have to get that home court back. And they got to get it done tonight.
The one question I have, you guys may be able to answer this health-wise, is Hero back tonight?
No. Angel says, shaking his head, no, still. He's not.
No.
I don't believe.
He was listed as out yesterday.
Was he really?
So they could
because that hasn't then that been almost like game time the last three games.
Right. Yeah. If you're Miami, do you want him back in the lineup right now? As weird as that sounds,
he's probably their best shooter.
Right. No, but you found something with the guys that you've been trotting out there.
But you're 1-1.
Yeah, but you're in the NBA Finals with these guys.
You are, but when did he get hurt? He was in the playoffs, wasn't he? Or did he get hurt before?
I don't believe so.
He was hurt in game one.
Game one?
Playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know. They've been better without him. There's no doubt about that. They've been better without him.
They weren't bad with him. They worked their way to the playoffs.
And the play-in, yeah. I don't know. Adding that, does it mess up the chemistry that you're getting built? I don't know.
Well, I hope it does, and I hope he's healthy and comes in. But even if not.
Noob just texted in and said, don't need to roll them, just need to win by one. Yeah, you do just need to win this game.
Yeah.
Find a way to win this game.
I think that happens.
Elsewhere in the world, we saw a scuffle. Protesters, according to AP News, briefly scuffled and punches flew Tuesday as a Southern California school district decided whether to recognize June as Pride Month. This is happening at schools kind of all around California right now, which is a weird time because a lot of kids should be out for the summer.
So. Yeah.
But several hundred people gathered in the parking lot of the Glendale Unified School District headquarters, split between those who support or oppose exposing youngsters to the LGBTQ+ issues in schools. Some opponents wore T-shirts emblazoned with Leave Our Kids Alone. It was the same slogan used by some demonstrators last Friday outside another school in Los Angeles to protest a planned Pride Assembly. Police had to separate protesters and counter-protesters who came to blows yesterday. This is such a tough topic and for some people. To me, This is very cut and dry. There's no reason to talk about sexuality with kids at that young of an age. From middle school down, I don't think there's any reason to be talking about sexuality with any of that. But you've got protesters on both sides trying to figure this out. And we're kind of seeing this pop up all across. And Pride Month has created quite the stir, Brian.
No, it certainly has. The sexuality thing and everything, yeah, I don't remember having any discussions about anything like that as a kid.
No.
You know, growing up, when questions arose, you asked them, but...
Right.
What age are we talking about here?
Let me find the school that they were at. It was for the full school district. I'll find exactly what side it is.
Are you talking about sexuality or things like talking about inappropriate touching and these kind of things?
No, they're talking about LGBTQ plus, like the flags everywhere. I was seeing the videos of that where in one elementary school, they handed out the gay pride flags to all these elementary school kids and had the hallways decked out with the gay pride flag and things like that. This is where, in Glendale, police quickly moved to stop the two clashes, separated the groups, and cleared the parking lot. Police said they arrested two people. No injuries were reported. But inside the packed meeting room, the school board late Tuesday night approved for the fifth year in a row a resolution designating June as LGBTQ plus Pride Month. But, however, it continues here on AP News. Most of those who addressed the school board discussed broader issues of how sex and gender are handled under district policy, with supporters arguing that LGBTQ plus children need to feel safe and included in classrooms, while opponents contended that schools are usurping parental authority and pushing unnecessary and even harmful views on gender. It's happening across. This conversation is happening across America right now. What is the school district's right to be teaching in the schools to the kids, and at what age? Like, this is something that is coming out more and more, and conversations are happening more and more about. Is where do you talk about sexuality in the classroom? Do you do that? I don't understand why all of a sudden this is being pushed. Like you said, even Brian, we didn't have this going on when I was in school. It wasn't like, hey, this is Pride Month. Hey, you know, I've got this flag up here. In fact, our teachers didn't have anything with their personal beliefs up in the classrooms. There was none of that going on. I don't understand why all of a sudden we've kind of like made it okay for if you believe this as a teacher, that's what you should be teaching about. No, you teach what you went and got your college degree about. You know, even with my fiance, she's a science teacher. She's not talking about her political beliefs. She's not talking about her religious beliefs. She teaches, you know, a part of the curriculum, you have to talk about evolution. You have to discuss that. And sets it out. Here's two different schools of thoughts on this. Here's the different beliefs. The teacher's responsibility is not to put their personal beliefs into the messages that they have to reach with the school curriculum.
Don't you feel it's divided into a couple of segments now to where being gay has been lumped into something else?
Right.
To where, I mean, there was all progress, and it was always progress about acceptance and, you know, and all of these things. And then something happened to where being gay got you lumped into being transsexual and being into a group that some people are looking at as trouble.
Right.
And well, I think we've thrown too many ingredients into what we're calling one dish. And I think there's a lot of difference, and there's a lot of subcategory in there. And what I fear is that people who are just legitimately gay are getting more heat than they need to or should ever have.
Right.
After all these years of progress, it feels like because of this, it's been set back. And I think it has a lot to do with trans misunderstanding and the education in schools and being it brought into
right.
the younger vernacular. Look, we think kids don't cuss or do drugs. They cuss and they do drugs.
Right.
All right. So to turn a blind eye to it and say, well, this doesn't exist. If you look around in the world every day, you see there's more and more.
Right.
But we have to be careful of lumping different causes or different people into the same pot, if you will.
Right. Well,
and I understand concern completely.
Yeah.
Completely about what your kids are being told and what you feel is, look, that ain't the place for it. This is for me. But then it's your job, more difficult but more involved as a parent, knowing that, look, you may be hearing some things about, yeah, that's the way the world is, but this is the way we do it.
If I saw that video, if that was my kid who went into that elementary school, and they were handing out the gay pride, and all the teachers were dressed in all the in rainbow, painted their faces in rainbow, and handing out LGBTQ plus shirts for the elementary kids. That's fifth grade and younger. That's 10 and younger. That doesn't need to be talked about.
I would be livid.
I would be livid if I saw that going on. That's not their place to be doing it. I think you made a lot of valid points right there, though, and I think this is something you and I agree on wholeheartedly, is just because you sleep with the same gender or whoever you're sleeping with doesn't mean you need to get applauded for it. That's the thing that I don't understand, where all of a sudden your sexuality gets you...
It's your identity,
yes.
And it shouldn't be. It should just be part of who you are,
Correct. Not
who you are.
Texter, also remember, Brian, when we were kids, not everything that was talked about was protested. Do you ever have any protests growing up?
There was not a damn protest. No, I think we once heard of something that some kids were like sitting out of school over some cause, and you're like, hey.
What could we pretend to believe in? Yeah.
No, that's true. No, none of that existed.
Right.
I mean, it did not. We had our own set of problems.
Probably because a lot of the crazy stuff that's going on wasn't happening in full force like we're seeing now. There's no doubt the world's crazier now than when you were growing up.
Oh, God. I would not make it very long.
No. 6:23 the time. We're way past due for a break.
Sorry.
Lots to get into today, as you can tell already. We've got lots of thoughts, but we've got 4 hours to get there as well. It's Good Morning NoCo, presented by Air Solutions on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Picture my dad breaking out his bongo drums on this one. I got him some bongos years ago.
Nice.
And he likes to think he can play them. This is a good one to start with. 6:28. Welcome into the Aloe Fiber Studios. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo. It's Brian Gary, Tanner Schwint. Fabulous producer Angel Padilla, all brought to you by Air Solutions of Greeley. Time to get into our Happy Life Gardens poll question. Here's one I've been talking about for weeks, actually probably months,
fighting,
trying to get it in. See, this is the way it works.
I still haven't hit post.
Let's go back about a little over a year when we were formulating this show, and Tanner says, all right, now you're in charge of the question of the day each day.
And I'm like,
okay, great. And then I take that role, and he vetoes everything like an overzealous president.
That is not.
He vetoes 80% of what I throw up there. He goes, well, that's just stupid.
So if you think our poll questions are weird now, you should see the veto pile.
Yeah, well, the veto pile is where we're digging now, because this has been thrown down over and over.
What came first? The chicken or the egg?
Oh, your veto pile or my bad ideas?
Your bad ideas. Can't veto.
Created the other
one. Yeah.
Understand. But I want to know this. I'm an egg freak.
This is so weird.
All right? I love eating eggs. And there's a lot of people who, when they're watching what they're eating, they
eat
go
eggs
for the protein and eat a lot of eggs. I know you've done it when you've been losing weight and so forth. You rely on it. But, you know, my son and my grandkids of his are egg fanatics. And him and my granddaughter will eat like 8 every morning. You know? But people can be particular about their eggs. I used to go out to a lot of breakfast with record people, and I'd always be amazed at what there was one gal, I'll never forget, her name was Sunny, and she was, look, I want my eggs as runny as you can get them.
You.
And the cook, you know, even the waiter's going, and she said, no, you think I'm crazy, you can't make them runny enough. I want runny eggs. So she wants them barely over. I mean, not even barely over easy, just over. You know, it's
that over easy
much.
Where it's there's the white, the egg whites, and
that
then
still looks
just
spermy,
got,
if you will.
Yes.
Yes, that's what we've always referred to it as, because that's what it reminds me of. All right, so yes, those would be the white egg. Over easy is where the yolk is really, really runny, and you get some white in with it. That looks more over medium. That's sunny side up, actually.
Okay.
Okay, now sunny side up is when you don't flip it at all, right? Oh. Angel, you're a sunny side up guy, right? You just throw the egg in there and then you cook it. Do you let the yolk get it? Does it stay completely runny or does it firm up at all?
You let it firm up just a little bit, and just then if you want to break it when you're eating, then you can do that.
Yeah. Now, I was an over easy guy until I found out that over medium meant that white stuff gets cooked till it's a little harder.
Yeah, I didn't know.
You know,
that
okay, and that's when you just get the right the outside of the yolk starts to get a little thicker. And it's not as just running all over the place. You've got fried over hard, where that yolk is just, you know, fried up. Scrambled eggs. Man, I love to throw a little bit of bacon bits, some cheese, and some scrambled eggs. I could eat a bowl the size of a cereal bowl of those bad boys. Throw it in an omelet. Do you poach it? How do you eat your eggs? People are very particular. And then we're going to hear some, from some that say, I will not touch a cackleberry.
Yeah.
You know, that there I won't go anywhere near
them. That was me for a long time.
There are some people who are just despised by an egg.
Yeah.
But how do you like your eggs? I'm going to say I am generally an over-medium guy, but I probably order scrambled more than ever because I don't trust they know what
I just started
means.
The over easy. I've had over easy a couple times now, but it's got to be with bread.
I have to. When I eat eggs generally, and especially if they're the fried over easy ones or over medium, I need toast to scoop up, put the little piece of egg on the corner, and bite it. Scrambled eggs mixed with some cheese and stuff. I can just go to town.
Oh, yeah. No, scrambled egg, some Tabasco sauce or just some hot sauce on there. You roll with it. So, all right. This is our Happy Life Gardens poll question
or
today.
Does it need to be rolled up in a burrito? How do you like your eggs? That's what I want to know this morning.
Feel like
look,
Brian's
if you're
going to
be spending the night.
Is it, yeah,
if
just,
you're
going
to be spending like the night, I want to know what to make you
trying
in
to
the
pick
morning.
Everybody up. Hey, I've got a question for you. How do you like your eggs in the morning?
Bring it on. Let's have some egg talk. I want to prove to Tanner that some people actually do care about their eggs.
Let's get a break real quick, and then we'll get to some texts and the phone call just on the other side. It's Good Morning NoCo, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Don't talk anymore, Cliff Richards. Is that what that is? Are you kidding? Wow.
Are you throwing subliminal messages at us? Is there an underlying message to this, Angel? Welcome back in. It's Good Morning, NoCo. How do you like your eggs in the morning?
That's not a pickup line. That's what I have chosen as the Happy Life Gardens poll question of the day.
And we got the Lonster up on the line. Lonnie, how do you like your eggs, buddy?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Hey, we're doing great, buddy. I think this is a great topic.
Oh, I do, too. I mean, hey, that is a perfect topic to pick right there.
Thank you, Lonnie. Thanks for having my back, brother.
Lonnie, are you ever going to have my back?
Okay. Good. No, you answered it, Lonnie. You answered it. So what do you think? What, are you an egg eater?
Oh, buddy, give me some eggs and I'll do just fine.
Yeah. Now, how do you like yours, or are you wide open, can eat any, or do you have a particular type you like the most?
Scrambled eggs right there.
Just scramble them up?
Yep.
Anything on them?
Oh, you can put anything on it. I'll eat it.
I guarantee you Lonnie's dumping hot sauce on there.
You better believe it.
Yeah, okay. I knew that. So when I do go on those diets, I do these little protein bowls.
Sure.
And it's scrambled eggs, cut up some jalapenos in there, cheese on top, and then a little bit of salsa in there.
See?
Yeah, it's good.
That works. That does. You can't ask for anything better than that right there.
Okay, let me ask you another question, Lonnie. When it comes down to it, is breakfast for supper one of the greatest meals ever?
Oh, I tell you what, you can't go wrong with that. I mean, breakfast sounds good any time of the day.
It does.
Yeah.
It 100% does.
Really
Which
does
is
right
weird
now.
Because I don't eat breakfast very often.
I like it for dinner. As
yeah.
a kid,
yeah.
that used to be, if it was kids' pick, me and my brother,
pancakes in
generally
the evening,
number
yeah.
one,
yeah.
it was, oh, let's have breakfast for supper.
Yes, 100%. Lonster, do the Nuggets get the dub tonight?
I think they're going to get it done tonight.
Let's do it, buddy. Appreciate the call, as always, Lonnie.
Hey, guys, have a good day.
You too, bud.
There you go. There's a Lonster try calling in tonight.
Way to get those words in, man. That's, you're doing great. Good start.
An hour and 15-minute long photo shoot last night that killed all my brain cells.
Are we going to complain about
there's
that this
be
morning?
Some, yeah, there were some cows involved, too.
Were there really?
Yeah.
Is she awake right now?
I don't know. I don't think so. But we don't have time to dive in.
Okay, all right.
Sport texting in. they actually turned out really cool. She got better pictures. Well, my dad's getting all self-conscious about the cows because we've got most of our good cows down on grass off of Highway 34. And some of the older cows, that this is going to be their last calf, are here. Well, those were the cows that were getting photographs. See, the older cows. He's like, we're taking pictures of our cows. Can we go get the good ones? And he was like,
so did Pino get in?
Pino didn't. I was about just to let her out and let her chase Jen around because I'm like, those
would
be
a really good one. Yeah,
but no, we took some in one of my dad's old Model Ts. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Nice, we're making out.
Yeah. I get so uncomfortable because at one point the photographer who I just met 3 minutes ago goes, can you nuzzle noses? I'm like, don't ever say that to me again. That was my response to her. I said, I don't want you to ever say that to me again. I'm not a PDA guy. Like you'll see me hold hands with my fiance in public. That's it. Okay. Aww. That's it. And it's like, she's like, can you kiss every part of her face? And this, I'm like, this is weird. What type of photo shoot is this? We starting an OnlyFans after this? What is going on? I didn't like it. Got scared. Sport texting in. I have two eggs every day scrambled with a secret ingredient.
Oh, I know it. He pours like a can of green chilies over it.
Oh, okay. So that's the secret ingredient?
I think so. Oh, no, unless he's talking about whipping in his cream cheese, which he'll do that. I've seen him pour like a P.F. Chang's dinner into his egg.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
No, I've seen Sport do some weird things with eggs.
Yeah, sounds like it. 6:40, let's get to the bottom of the hour. Quote, unquote, bottom of the hour news and weather center.
What day is it today?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
What day is it, Mike?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What day is it today?
Guess what day it is?
It is June 7th today, 158th day of the year. Here on a Wednesday, a week away from my birthday. Wink, wink, hint, hint.
No, we've got it on the calendar.
Okay,
we've got
good.
Big festivities planned.
Good. I'll be here, too.
Oh, well, that changes things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bring in the Mimosa Tower. No, it's National VCR Day today, though.
Still got one.
Yeah, we do, too. All of our home videos are on VCR.
Yep.
And there's one holiday, whether it be Thanksgiving or Christmas, that's what we do. We sit around and watch our family tapes together on VCR.
Love that. And it'd be a great idea for people to get those put together, have them in your files in your computer, or if you can put them on a disc. Not that that's going to help you anymore, either. But I have a lot of those VHS, first birthdays, wedding, that kind of stuff.
No, I remember my grandma had every single Land Before Time movie on VHS.
Yeah.
And so we would go down there and we'd start watching all of those. So VCR was pretty impressive for the for technology in that time.
I still have a tape rewinder. It's a car that you push a button, the hood opens, you put the tape in there, shut it, and it rewinds it.
Really?
You. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's National Running Day today. I'm just going to say, if you see Brian and I running, you better be running too.
Yeah, because something's chasing. I find no reason to run.
No.
Never been a great runner.
And then
that's why I was a fullback.
And then you go to move stuff, and you're like, I should probably run every once in a while.
Yeah.
But
thought of that the other day, walking up the steps of the new place with some stuff in my hands, and I went, well, I got to do this more often.
I wish the flight of stairs was just a little bit longer at the new place so I didn't feel guilty about taking the elevator.
It's true.
Instead of running, just sit down and have yourself a bowl of chocolate ice cream. It is National Chocolate Ice Cream Day today.
Or run to the ice cream store.
Yeah.
Chocolate ice cream.
Unless it's one of the Neapolitan where I can get some vanilla and strawberry in there as well, chocolate ice cream isn't my favorite.
Oh, it's not my favorite. If I've got to pick one, it's a vanilla.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I mean, I love vanilla. I like chocolate ice cream, but I like soft, like I like Dairy Queen chocolate ice cream.
Yeah,
I can pound on that really soft, you know it.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. It's World Caring Day today, so care a little bit more today.
I care a lot.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
You do. It's a World Food Safety Day today.
Safety day?
Yeah, pay attention to what you're washing with your foods, especially
those, good point.
Those vegetables. Wash them off, get the bugs out of them, everything like that. And pay attention to the restaurants that you're going to.
I was just thinking the same thing. When you get that piece of fruit on your beer or mixed in with something.
I don't ask questions.
I do. I bring my own fruit.
It is National Oklahoma Day.
Oklahoma, where the wind goes rushing down the plains.
I don't know.
It's in my mouth, the land of Oklahoma. Oh, no, I think I combined a few songs.
I was going to say, I thought it was Oklahoma is the place for me. No, okay.
No. Yeah, that'd be Green Acres.
Swing on this, you got him. All right, celebrity birthdays today. Well, let's just say I'm glad I'm not quizzing on this, or I'm the
you
one
are quizzing. Wow, we're really, the brain patterns are really pegging today.
It has been a long
Mensa
couple
is not
of
on the
day.
Phone.
No, celebrity birthdays over under 14 for Angel and Brian today. 14.
Ready, buddy?
Let's do it.
All right, man.
And we start with singer Tom Jones, who turns 83 today.
Everybody, it's not unusual to be loved by anyone. What's new, pussycat?
Whoa. It's actor Liam Neeson's birthday today. He turns 71.
He has a particular set of skills.
Rocker Dave Navarro.
Absolutely, with Jane's Addiction. I think he's the Ink Master. I mean, he's on that show.
Turns 56 today. You were right about Jane's Addiction, by the way.
I knew that.
Actor Carl Urban turns 51.
Urban, yes.
Angel's
yes.
Not in his head back there.
What
Angel?
You got, Angel?
I know he's in The Boys
yes.
show on Amazon.
That's the one I was thinking of.
He's in, it's not Gladiator. It's one of those type of movies. Ooh. Oh, he's 300.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Leonidas.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great pull there. I think one of the funniest human beings to walk this earth.
What?
Comedian,
it's not my birthday.
Comedian Bill Hader turns 45
he's
today.
He's hilarious.
He is
right?
hilarious.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic or not.
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's actually hilarious.
I think he's one of the funniest human beings out there. Actor Michael Cera.
Oh, absolutely. He's been 35. In so many of those coming-of-age type of movies.
Right, and he doesn't ever get any older.
No, he's the same. He can still play that.
Rapper and OnlyFans model Iggy Azalea turns 33 today.
Certainly know who that is. Not from the OnlyFans.
Sure.
But I believe she was one of the judges on... It was one of those talent shows or something like that.
I didn't know she did that. Also, they didn't label her as that. I did. Actress and model Emily Ratajkowski. I can't say the line. Ratajkowski.
Smith.
Is it like Ratajkowski?
Yeah.
Ratatouille.
You know who I'm talking about?
She's the name. I don't know who she is.
Didn't sound like any of us knew the name.
I'm butchering the name. She's 32 today.
So we should know her, but we don't.
Yeah, that's what I'm... Yeah, I'm really surprised Angel didn't know her, actually. But, all right, so now you're one back. So you're going to pick one that I didn't have you guys scheduled for.
Let's roll.
Actor Virginia McKenna is 92.
No idea.
From Born Free. Talk show host Jenny Jones.
Yes, absolutely.
77 today. Actor Colleen Camp.
Nope.
From Die Hard with a Vengeance at 70. Actor William Forsythe.
Absolutely. He's been in hundreds of films and TV shows through the years. Not going to name one, but he's one. As soon as you see his picture, you know William Forsythe.
I need you to name one, Brian.
I'm not going to.
I need you to name one.
No, I'm taking it.
No, you're not. I need you to
Medical
get...
Center. No, he wasn't in that. I'm just making one up. He's been in a lot of TV shows.
Come on, Bray. I need one.
No.
I need one.
Just keep going.
You don't get that one. God, you make this so difficult. Record producer L.A. Reid.
Of course, with 67. Babyface.
Latin pop singer Juan Luis Guerra.
Yes. No, I don't.
Oh.
I thought maybe I'd get that.
I was going to give it to you.
All right.
I don't question you on the music ones. Singer-guitarist Gordon Gonneau.
Violent Femmes.
There's your makeup one. I didn't think you were going to get that one. 60. Drummer Eric Kretz.
No.
Stone Temple Pilots is 57. Actor Helen Baxendale.
Don't know.
No. From Friends is 53. TV personality, Bear Grylls.
Absolutely.
49 today. Guitarist, keyboardist, Eric Johnson.
Oh, I know this, but I can't pull it out.
Of the Shins is 47.
Wasn't the Eric Johnson I was thinking of.
Actor Adrian France.
Don't know.
From The Young and the Restless and The Bold and the Beautiful. It's 45. Actor Anna Torv.
Nope.
Is 44 from Fringe. Actor Larissa Olenek.
No. Nope.
Yeah, 42, Boy Meets World. Actor Shelley Buckner.
No.
From Summerland is 34. And rapper Fetty Wap.
Yes.
Is 32 years old today. 12?
There we go, 12. 13 if I get William Forsythe.
Yeah, well, you can have it since you're still short of the 14.
All right, there we go. We failed today.
You failed today. I am shocked by that.
You thought we'd get that Ratatouille person.
Emily Ratajkowski, yes.
Okay.
I did. Any birthday shout-outs today?
I got nothing. Saving mine till tomorrow.
I got nothing either, Angel. Nope. All right. Well, let's get the all-female cattle market update then. Get to some of the responses coming in this morning. Barb talking about the Denver Nuggets. Nuggets, hey, it's not called a team for nothing. The only time it's individual is in tennis. Nuggets, wake up, show up, stand up. She's ready to go for tonight's game number three. We'll have more egg talk coming up in hour number two.
Damn right.
More talk of course, about the Denver Nuggets. News for Northern Colorado and Robin Farlman with Livestock Exchange will join us at 7:35 this morning. It's Good Morning NoCo presented by Air Solutions, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.